It's Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Gotcha. You in the car now?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Did you get a chance to go through that email I had sent to you after we talked?
I did, yeah.
The other day?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So, let me ask you, I mean, what questions did you have, and kind of what are you thinking ultimately?
No, I didn't really have many questions. I mean, I did my research on you guys. You guys seem pretty legit. With what you guys are offering, sounds like a pretty decent deal, and I'm willing to move forward.
Okay. Good, yeah. That's how it should be, right? Simple, right? in terms of that.
Yeah,
that's why I love my job.
I just needed the week to kind of do the research and kind of look at you guys. I mean, that's basically it. I just kind of had to do a little digging and
yeah, that's good. I appreciate that about some people. Cool thing about us is, we've been around, we get the job done, and at the end of the day, recapping, I mean, it's definitely, with this package, it's going to get you both short-term and long-term growth, and that's why it's going to really, be there for you, Drew, so when you want to draw from it, it's going to get you all that. So, mentioned...
I think that with return on investment is going to be healthy for something like
Yeah. And then I'm going to give you the Jordan robot. Now, I just did this for somebody earlier today. I don't know if this is something you want to take advantage of, but if you want to pay for all 3 months up front, right, I'll still give you the pay per lead, save you there. But that transaction will be $825, and that is going to save you a couple hundred bucks if you wanted to do like all 3 months up front, or you could just do it on a monthly basis. What works?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the monthly basis just because right now I'm in a kind of funny spot where I just took on a bunch of commercial jobs with a GC, so I'm like waiting on like a lot of money because they're net 30.
Oh, I hear you.
So right now,
yeah, totally.
Yeah, right now I'm kind of credit card poor. So I'm just waiting to get.
Yeah, and
yeah,
that,
I'm
that
waiting
makes
for
a lot of
30
sense.
Days to get paid.
Okay, totally. And that, like I said, so the first month will be just $424. Okay, that's breaking down everything. I lowered down your application fee for the paper leads. Normally that's $250, but I dropped it down to $125 for you. And then I'm going to give you that Jordan robot, that AI assistant for your business that we talked about as well.
Perfect.
Did you ever get a chance to play around with that? By the way,
I did a little bit.
Okay.
I think because you're, I want to say when you guys called me originally and I called back, I got to talk with it. So that was pretty decent. And it was pretty good. So,
It's very, very good. I mean, we've already put $1 million into that technology, so it better be pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, for missed calls and stuff, I think it'll be really helpful.
Especially late at night.
Missed calls after hours.
Especially late at night. Let's say somebody calls you at 11 p.m. at night. Jordan's going to be there to take care of that for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. People love it, too. Like this is the future. I mean, when, when our president's wife rocks out on the stage with a robot, this is the way everything's going now,
mm-hmm.
and my colleagues, we joke around one day, there's not going to be, people like me on the phones anymore. It's going to be all Jordan, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be all robots.
That's going to kind of suck, but.
Eventually it will happen. It will suck, but it will happen. Okay, so let me just grab a couple bits of information from you. First off, the address you're using for your company, is that your home address as well?
Which address? No, I try to use like a P.O. box for my my company.
So when you set up your business, I show like 1812 Galindo Street. Is that still your address?
No, so that was an office that I had. I don't use it anymore.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm trying to think. I think on my Google, the Google profile where I have all the reviews, it shouldn't, I don't think it has an address, or it shouldn't.
Let me take a look.
Because I know I have one with that address, but there's not very many reviews. And I think
okay,
I never,
so you have, there's one that's got 145, right? And then, okay.
There's
so that
one. There's another one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one we want to keep, though, correct? The one with the 145?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you this, because we're still going to, because we're going to be going through a deeper dive with your business, obviously, to get you pre-approved for those paper leads. Okay, because remember, Google's going to do a background check, make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now.
Yeah.
Right.
I already do. I already have the LSA badge, and I'm already verified.
Okay. Yeah, that's part of the reason why I discounted that initial startup cost for you, too, because, okay, well, we're still going to need to make sure, like, working with Google to make sure everything's, like, dialed in and, like, ready to rock.
Yeah.
You'll definitely give
it. I can give you an address.
What address?
I can give you an address.
What address are you running
like
under right now? Like
I don't have an address.
My recommendation is we use like your home address, and I won't like it won't be displayed to the public. But Google doesn't take PO boxes, by the way. So
yeah, no, we can do that.
Other address.
Yeah, we can do that. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm just thinking out loud here. Like I don't have like a address that I want to have seen or have people think
this won't be seen by
anybody.
It's just for Google purposes, and it needs to. Let me ask you this. On your LLC paperwork, what address shows on that LLC? If you recall.
I don't remember. I closed my LLC. I just got the sole prop now.
Okay, you're sole proprietor. What address is showing on that?
I mean, that's just through my bank, so just my home address.
Okay, let's roll with that. So you have like a DBA, right? Like doing a business as, right? And then it has like your home address on that paper. Is that what you're talking about on your sole prop? Like, do you have an official entity for the business at all?
No, yeah, I have a name. I have an entity, so I don't do business as anything. It just owns electric.
Okay. So you don't have, like, a business name filed or anything like that right now?
Yeah, I mean, like, with the city, but not with, like, the government.
Okay.
With the bank I do, and they're the one that gave me the, you know.
Yeah, did you file what they call, like, it's called a fictitious business name statement? Did you file that? Or no?
No, I don't remember. Maybe a long time ago. I can't remember, to be honest.
Okay, so we have no LLC, no DBA, no, like, in court. So there's no, like, official paper is what I'm saying for your business. Okay? So what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a quick video, by the way, of how to file what they call a DBA. Super easy, right? Cost $70, Drew. But eventually we're going to need that for Google, right? You already pretty much have everything done, but like, I just don't want to like have any problems too. So I might as well
I probably have it already done, to be honest. I know I filed with, I'm pretty sure I filed with the state. I'm pretty sure they made me, a while ago. So I probably have it. I just have to do some digging.
Okay. Here, you know what? Let me do this. Fictitious Where would you think you file that in? Name, statement.
I'm assuming through the state of California, right?
California, yeah, but it's got, like, what? Let's see here. It goes by county too. Let me see. Let me try this.
No, you know definitely what, didn't do anything through the county. Definitely be through the state.
Yeah.
And I have business licenses in different cities.
Yeah, but it's like it's because every county has a recorder's office. That's how those DBAs are filed in California. So it's not necessarily through the state. It is the state, but it's not. You know what I mean? It's like each local government handles that is how it kind of works. Okay. So,
I know I did something like that through the state, but that
was it in Concord? Did you do it in that? Did you do it in Concord?
No, I did it online on a California state website.
Search. Okay, California. In Concord. Hold on. Here. Okay, so you're in Contra Costa County, okay? Search in Contra Costa County. Here, let me just try that. I'm going to try to look. Right here, now I'm going to the Contra Costa County Clerk, and then I'm going to do a search for your name. Name index search, here we go. Okay, so I'm going to type in your own OHMS electric. Here we go, and I'm going to see what pulls up. You know? Because that might help search. Okay, yeah, there's no DBA. At least under there. So let me just type in OHMS, see what shows up, search.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe through the state license board. I have no idea, to be honest, but.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you might, it's not 100% sure that you need to go file for a DBA, but just in case, I want to plant that seed. It might come down to it when my team starts getting really heavy on it, you know?
Yeah,
because
I haven't had to yet, and I know I've been, I literally use LSA. I know I'm verified. I have everything already
completed. Okay, cool. Then it might not be as hard.
I need it now.
Yeah, it might not be as hard, like I said. It may come down to that, though. So I'm just, planting the seed.
You think they're going to ask all that information again once I make you guys...
They're going to definitely, want to see some documents and whatnot. I mean, nothing crazy. Right. Just because we're going to be managing everything for you and whatnot. But it shouldn't be too crazy either. I think we'll be okay with it since you already have your Google business profile. It has a ton of 5-star reviews and you already have your LSA. So it's just going to be getting us access on it. So I don't think it's going to be too crazy either. Okay. It's not like we have to start from scratch either, you know, so I think we'll be fine.
I'm not too worried about it. It was pretty easy.
Yeah, I'm not that worried about it either. Okay, so what's the home address you're living at right now?
It's going to be 678 Castle Street.
Capital Street, you said?
Castle. C-A-S-T-L-E.
Oh, Castle, C-A-S-T-L-E.
Yeah,
Street.
King of the Castle.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oakley, O-A-K-L-E-Y.
Okay.
California, 94561. Only issue with that address is that it's a new construction home, and I don't think...
Yeah, that's
why
it's not pulling
on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's on maps yet, to be honest.
Yeah, it's not even pulling up, yeah. That's okay, I will make it work. No worries.
I know I'm getting mailed from the USPS now, and I think Amazon is allowing it now, but it's still not on maps, and I know one of my credit cards won't allow that address yet for me to change, so
that's crazy.
A little hairy.
They're like, we don't even show it. That is nuts.
Yeah.
That's insane. Pretty crazy stuff. All right, Drew. What, and your legal name is it Andrew? Is that right? But you go by
no,
Drew?
No.
Okay.
No.
Is it Drew?
Yeah.
Okay. So your legal name is Drew, right?
Yeah, D-R-E-W.
Okay, just making sure. Okay, cool. That's easy. Okay, and then how do I spell your last name?
It's going to be M-I-C-H-E-L-S. So Michaels without an A.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to make sure I had that correct. I had that, but I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It is, yeah. I was like, did we have it misspelled? You know? Okay. I got to set a security question up for your account. So anytime we call you, we're going to ask you this. You can either choose mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
What were the options? Mother's maiden name, first pet, or what?
Or city you were born in.
Oh, let's do city I was born in. And that would be Concord.
Concord, perfect. Yep, easy. Okay. Concord. C-O-N-C-O-R-D, C-O-N-C-O-R-D. Perfect. Yeah, I got to make sure I get this all spelled right, you know? So.
Yeah.
Okay. So just to recap, okay? I just want to make sure, because I know we talked a little bit ago, and, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, everything's understanding to you, okay? So obviously the first month's going to be $424, then it drops down to $299 a month thereafter, okay? How it's going to work, okay, the cost per lead is going to be $31 on that, okay? So how that's going to be broken down, okay, just to kind of give you an idea, just give me 1 second and I'll let you know.
So I'm going to send you, once you guys manage my account, you'll see that I already have a set budget, and it's like $2,000 a month or something around there, so...
Uh-huh.
That could automatically just roll over, right?
Yeah. So, that's good. So, yeah. Perfect. And let me just go ahead and give me 1 second. Electric. Okay, so that's going to be, so it's $31 for the qualified lead, okay. Okay, all right, so out of that $31, okay, how it works, okay, just to kind of break it down so you understand how it breaks down, Google's going to get $23.25 out of that, and then we're going to get $7.75 out of that lead, okay? And how we're earning our money out of that lead is we're going to optimize it, and we're going to dispute any bad leads as well for you, and we're going to make sure that you're not getting overcharged on it, okay? I don't know if I told you about one of my clients. I have a guy in New York right now. He was spending $15,000 almost a month, Drew, on his LSAs. And I got involved and I got him down to $9,000. Not only was I able to save him money, but I was able to get him more leads for his money by us being involved. Yeah, so that's the beautiful thing about us on managing this for you, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and get you over your invoice right now and get everything, like, set up. I am going to have to schedule an onboarding call with you and my team, okay? I'm going to let them know that everything's pretty, like, dialed in already. You got a Google Business Profile. You got your LSA already done. So we want to try to do this as least painful and least paperwork-driven. Now, remember... you know, we did talk about getting a photo eventually, kind of like that Lewis Pest photo, if you recall.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll eventually be able to get something like that, a picture of, like, you and your team kind of taking care of, like, taken in the future for us? Think you could do something like that?
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah, because that's going to be super important for your success. I can't stress that enough, because it'll help you stand out amongst the crowd. Okay? So I'm going to send you your invoice right now. So how do you want to take care of everything? Do you want to use MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express?
It'll probably be Amex.
Okay. If you could grab that for me. Uh-huh.
You said that it was going to be a three-month contract, right?
It's a 3 month commitment, and then after that, it just goes to a month to month relationship with us.
Okay. Yeah. Did you guys send me that contract in writing?
Yeah, once I get everything in here, you're gonna see it all in writing. In fact, I read you this thing too, outlining it on a recorded line too, to give you a secondary protection. So right now what I'm doing is I'm just getting your invoice put together, and it's all going to be there in writing with it.
Okay, yeah, because I'd like to read that before I send payment.
Okay. Let me see what I can do. I don't know how, normally it's like we do it this way, but let me see how I can...
Yeah, I'd rather read a contract and agree with it before I pay.
Yeah. Just give me 1 second. I mean, it's the same thing I'm telling you, but I get what you're saying at the same time.
Yeah, I know
it's fine.
I know it is.
Yeah.
I know it is. Yeah. But I don't know. It's like telling the customer to pay without.
No, it's you're not paying anything. Right this second, right? Because I'm going to send it all over to you. But how it works is I got to input all the information, and then it, like, automated, like, it sends it all through our system here. Does that make sense? So I got to fill in all the fields, like, with your card information and everything. But we're not, like, charging the card just yet. I'm just getting everything, you know. And then we get it over, but... I'm trying to backdoor it so you can.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see if there's like a something here. Yeah, I can send you the terms and conditions page here. That's pretty much that, and then that's what gets sent with your invoice. I can't create an invoice unless there's card information. Does that make sense? So I can't just create an invoice without any card information though. That it's just the system won't let me do that. So, but I can send you the terms. What's that?
Yeah. Why don't you send me that, and then that way I can just.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's no funny business. Like, we're straight up. I'm even on all my calls are recorded. So.
I believe you. Yeah. I just want to do my due diligence.
Yeah, totally. So I sent you the terms and conditions. Okay. So... basically, and I'll even, like, the company, You know, we're an optimization company. Length of agreement. It's like, it's a lot of legal terminology and all that, but the invoice kind of breaks it down a little bit more easier for you to understand, you know? But like, you can look at it there, the terms and conditions there.
Yeah, it says once the term, once the initial term is complete, a new monthly term will be automatically begin. But it doesn't say how long the term is.
Yeah, because it's a month-to-month relationship with us. So what that means is it's just going to go to the $299. It's going to stay at $299, obviously, plus any paper leads that you use. So the only thing that we're asking for is a 3-month commitment, and then it just literally goes to a month-to-month relationship with our firm.
I got you. I know you.
Yeah.
Making sure that it says it here in the terms and conditions.
Yeah, totally. And, like, I get you, too. Like, you know, I appreciate that about you, you know?
Thanks.
And it will be, like, more when I send you in your invoice, too, like, really... That's just my terms and conditions straight off my website, you know?
Yeah, I got you.
Revenue, yeah. Does that all make sense?
Yeah, so far.
Okay. Sounds like you're still going through it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
No problem.
A little bit to read.
We're just using your website, so we're not creating you a website, so that's good. We're not purchasing you a domain name, right? So that's good. So, I mean, you already have access to everything. So a lot of this, like, a lot of this information doesn't even apply.
Yeah, no, I got it. I'm just taking the offboarding, and now Facebook and Google Ads.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, it's a lot of history here.
Yeah, I mean, so it's like, you know, it's our actual, like, you know, all our terms and conditions.
Yeah. A lot about offboarding.
Mm-hmm.
Offboarding, delivery dates.
We just sent via your text message too, you can click on that, and that should here. I think I was able to kind of backdoor this. Here. I just sent you the terms and conditions, like, strictly more condensed to your account. Like, that's going to be more, like, towards, if you click this link, that will really kind of give it more towards the, this will be more condensed. Basically, kind of what more, like, you're looking for. That'll be tied to your invoice. If you click that, it'll make it a lot more easier to read. So Google Business Profile Optimization.
It's asking for a signature.
So cancellations, if you have ordered the service from us, the following selection will apply. You may cancel our service at any time by contacting client support. It's best practice to call no less than 3 days in advance. Yeah.
I'm comfortable with it. I read it.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's not, there's no like hidden things in our paperwork. It's straightforward like business that we do. Like obviously we want to retain you. One thing too, Drew, that I'm going to put is an account manager on your account. I don't know if you recall me talking about that. The account manager's job is to help with paperwork and make sure, like, hey, where's that photo of you and your team, right? Or, hey, we need this paper for Google or anything like that. So they're going to also be doing the monthly call with you to give you update how everything's performing. I will be in the background, too, calling you here and there, too. But their job is really to hold your hand and make sure you stay with us, okay? Secondly, talk to you about we are going to get that call tracking phone number that we discussed, right? That's going to show you where every lead is coming from, right, in terms of, like, did it come from Google? Did it come from Facebook? Was it an LSA lead, right? And it's going to really show you all your leads on a monthly basis, right? And like what cities are performing, what's not. We're going to have all this analytics basically to help us make a tweak.
You explained that to me last time.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I just want to make sure you understand that too. Yeah.
I'm happy with all that stuff. I remember what you told me. I took notes. Wanted to make sure about the contract. So, I'm ready
to move forward. Yeah, cool. All right. I mean, we're really at the, I just need you to go ahead and read that Amex number off to me.
All right. Yeah. 3716-7493-1131-000.
All right. Let me read this back to you. 3716-7493-1131. And then you said 000.
Yeah, 3-0.
Okay, perfect. And then the expiration on that?
12/29.
Okay, and then the 3-digit code? 4 digits or something, right? Is it, I think it's...
Yeah, no, it'll be 4. 8532.
What is it?
8532.
Okay, gotcha. Your phone kind of broke up there. 8532, perfect. Okay, the address that's tied to this card is at that Oakley address?
For this one,
Okay, perfect. Just want to keep it easy, you know? keep it easy.
Yeah, no, it's not Amex, but it's Capital One that doesn't recognize the address yet.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So I'm just getting your invoice put together here. Okay. Just bear with me. Okay. Perfect.
Oh, yeah. I was curious. I know you're saying if I paid 3 months, it would be like 800 something. So what does that mean?
Just for your normal package. So you know how like it's $299 a month, So if you did 299 yeah. times 3 plus the 125, that you would have spent 1,022 over the next 3 months versus I would have done 825. So you would have saved a couple $100, $200 basically. That makes sense.
Yeah,
you prepaid it all.
Yeah, no, it does.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm
but,
$200.
Yeah, $200, you know, it's like, you know, it's better to break it up monthly anyways, you know? Plus, you got all the...
yeah, right
the
now.
The crate.
Right now for me.
Yeah.
Right now for me, yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, totally. You know? Like, I just did that earlier for somebody earlier, though, you know? So I was like, you know what? Let's see if he wants it, you
yeah.
know? Feeling
yeah.
generous, you know?
You
know,
I
normally
good.
Don't do
it
that, like, be... allow people to prepay it, save
would be
a little
nice.
Money, but, you know?
It would be nice.
Totally. Okay. All right. So, quick questions for you. Do we want to leave your hours of operation the same on your Google Business profile?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So don't change that. We're gonna leave that the same. Okay. And you have access to your Google Business profile, like your account, and you have access to
yeah.
your Facebook account as well, right? You have access to all those?
Yeah, Facebook's
okay.
kind of hairy, but I can get it.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah. So just figure out, like, what will happen is when you get onboarded and whatnot, it's just the portal. It's so easy to give us access. You just click a couple buttons, right? And then boom, we get access
yeah.
to it. Cause we're going to be running those Facebook ads. Remember those retargeting ads from your
yeah.
business Facebook account. Okay. And then obviously you're going to give us access to your Google Business profile. And then you're going to give us access to, your LSA. Right. And so we're going to manage all
yeah.
of that. Cool thing is you're going to download the local Splash app and it's all going to synchronize and it's all going to be easy, you know, for you. Right. So it's like
yeah.
easily managed, right? So that you don't have any problems or anything. Anytime you ever need help too, you know, we're all going to be here for you. Okay. So, and you'll see, like, we're going to be calling you every so often, too. So, and whenever you have questions, too, feel free to just, like, ask us, you know, so that, you know, we can get your questions, you know, always answered, right? So that, you know, you're never in the dark, okay? I like the fact that you have, Drew, really gotten the 5-star reviews. You're going to love our tool, too, to help you get more 5-star reviews because it's really, really good. You just enter your client's information in there, and it will send out an automated text message. Okay. So how have you been getting those 5-star reviews? Do you have a something that you've been sending out, or what have you been doing to get them?
Yeah, I just have a template, and then when I feel like I want to ask for the review, I just send the template over to the client.
Oh, so you just quickly text it. Okay. Yeah, if that's been working, great. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's cool about our platform, too, is anytime somebody gives you a 5-star review and leaves a comment, we actually have AI technology that will respond back to that review for you as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
you get a first
click response, right? And then it'll
like no. What it will do, it's like it's gonna like give you like right now we're slowly like making the changes too. But at first, it's just going to say, "Hey, here's our suggested response," and it like changes it up and it like really puts it organic. Like it takes content from what they said, and it's really great.
Right.
It formulates sentences for you. And what that will do,
it's
not automatic yet, but like now what
yeah.
we're starting to roll out, like is after like 1 or 2 days, if you don't respond, it then goes automatic. Right. So like it gives you first like a little bit of time and then, if you don't take the time, then it just automatically does it for you.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. What about bad reviews? What does it do for that?
We do have a dispute process now, like a remediation process. So we do have like that. You don't really have too many of them, but we can dispute a few of them too, like, for you, right, on it to help you with that. So that's a great question, because I have a couple clients that got some bad reviews, right? And we'll dispute it.
I mean, not necessarily, like, I don't necessarily need to dispute it, but just having a good answer is what I try to have, explaining the situation. And because normally, you know, normally there's a reason for the bad review. So
yeah,
if there is one, and so having a good response and something that other people can read, can understand why there was a bad review, and kind of understand that it may not have been, you know, necessarily the project itself. So that's what I try to do.
Yeah.
With
yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Totally makes a lot of sense, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, it does help, though, like, any of that, like, you know, when there is that, you know, type of, like, you know, bad reviews or whatnot. But you can try playing around, too, using my system, you know, sending out the five-star request, because it's easy. All you do is put your client's name and phone number, and it does it for you.
Yeah.
Or you can keep doing it the same way you want. Like, I mean, obviously, the way you're doing it is working, you know. Obviously, I'm set up for all kinds of different clients. Like, I have clients that are, like, already on top of it, like you on the five stars, and then I have some that never done it, right? So, either way, my platform will give you more tools and utilization on that stuff. So, I do got to read this out to you. Obviously, I got you that discounted pre-agreement. And then, obviously, for an added form of protection, I'm going to send this in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor and stop me and just be like, hey, Matt, what does that mean? So I can rephrase that for you, you know, to make sure that we do have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. And you're going to like this. See, since you already went through the terms and agreements, like, this is what I was trying to tell you. I have to walk you through this anyways, this voice thing that I have to do with all my clients. So it goes like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
OHMS Electric.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Drew Michaels, owner.
Okay. And then obviously you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And you're obviously the authorized user on the billing on the account, correct?
I am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Common sense stuff, right? But we do have to say it, you know? But it's good, though, that I'm sending you this number right now. Please save this number in your contacts under Local Splash. It's super important you take the time to do this through. It's my 877-635-6225 number. I just literally texted it to you right now. Okay. So save that in your contacts. I've had several clients that don't take the time to save it. And then when we call them from that number, they're not picking up. It becomes a nightmare. So if you just save it under Local Splash, you're like, oh yeah, that's my internet marketing company. I need to take this call. Okay. Please allow up to 24 hours for any and all phone calls to be returned to you from Local Splash. We are very responsive at returning phone calls as quickly as possible. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We have supplied a security question to verify. Obviously, the call is coming from our company, Local Splash, and not another company. We do have companies that try to impersonate us. We are Google's biggest partner for a reason, right? Some people do get calls from Yelp all the time, right? Can't stop that, right? But at the end of the day, in hiring Local Splash, though, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you say that one more time? Sorry, I was...
Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts that you do for the business during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. As part of the verification process, it's essential that local splash receives required business documents in a timely manner upon request. This may include like your business license, proof of insurance, Google verification documentation, any other items recommended for the Google business profile verification.
Mm-hmm.
As we both agree, we're not too heavily concerned. You already have stuff established, thankfully. But if in the likelihood that we do need documentation upon request, we ask that you submit those within the first 7 days. Failure to provide necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit items requested from Local Splash within 7 days?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. We're not just going to start asking a bunch of documents if we don't need them. Okay, so keep that in mind.
Yep.
That's part of the onboarding call that we're going to make sure, and I'm going to make sure.
Yeah, yeah, I'm familiar with that. Is that onboarding call going to have to be today or?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to pull up the calendar, and then I'm going to give you some options, and you tell me what works best for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough?
Okay. Yeah, because I'm picking up my kids right now from school. So
yeah, yeah, no, I completely
understand. Sure.
No, like, it's Friday afternoon. Like, I don't expect you to jump on a 45-minute to an hour call with my team right now. Definitely not happening.
Okay.
But your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is March 27th, 2026, and the non-refundable amount of $424. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 27th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash, we are international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. See? Like, we even do that. That's an extra form of protection for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just makes sure that everybody's clear, right, on everything and that
yeah, I was just reading
here. So
I was just reading that you guys have to – you know, it has to be the, you know, whoever signed up or whoever's information on the Google is the one that's terminating, not
exactly. Like I had a guy earlier, like his card information wasn't working, so he had to get his wife, right? And like I had to tell him, I'm like, okay, now you got to grab your wife because she's got to go through this and she's got to verify and like verbally say, you know, and so, but yeah, it's definitely for protection, you know, and making sure that, you know, nothing's falling through the cracks here. Because again, we're talking about, you know, having a business relationship with you and getting you on Google here. So, and making you successful in that marketing. Okay. So I'm going to pull up the calendar here to see about this onboarding call for all of us, because I definitely, sir, want to make sure that Drew, you, can do it at a good time. So let me tell you what I got available here.
Okay.
Let me see here. Okay, Monday. Okay, not too many options on Monday, but let's see what we got. I can do a 10 a.m. on Monday or a 3 p.m. on Monday. Those are the only two I could swing on Monday, if any of those work for you.
Yeah. We could do 3.
If not, I can... Okay, you want to do 3? Okay. It's going to be 3 Pacific, of course.
Let me see here. Monday, 10. How long is the call? An hour?
About
45
minutes. It's about 45 minutes to an hour. You know? 45 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, let's just do 3. That'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah. All right, because I'm going to secure that slot. Now, we may be, like, 10 minutes late sometimes, you know. So, just we always ask for a little window just in case somebody, like,
all good,
you know, backs us up. It happens. Trust. It does happen a lot. So, I always tell my clients, hey, if we're a little late, don't kill us. You know, it's not on purpose. Definitely not on purpose. But definitely, okay. So, I got that. Okay, cool. You should have got a text message now to sign your invoice and sign that terms, because I do need you, Drew, to sign that as well.
Okay.
Yeah, another form of protection here.
Okay.
He just sent it to you. It just got texted out, and you'll see the terms right there, and you'll sign your name, and it's what you looked at a second ago, and then there's three check boxes that you need a check box on, like you agree to, like, electronic consent, that stuff.
Uh-huh. Five more cards are coming. Let's see if one of them belongs to you.
Okay, cool. Did it.
Okay, perfect. Let me just make sure. Awesome. You're great. Okay. So I have you set for 3 p.m. Pacific on Monday. Okay. We're going to go through everything, get you onboarded, right? Start getting your account manager established too. So you'll start talking with them. And you're going to get an email invite, but we'll call you at that 3 o'clock time. Okay.
Perfect.
To handle your onboarding call.
Awesome.
Then, okay. Alrighty. Well, congratulations. I'm glad we were able to do this. And I'm looking forward to really helping you out and not only saving you money, but like really making this more efficient and helping you grow more this year, you know, by utilizing us now.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm also looking forward to the same thing.
Cool. I'm going to make sure you get that Jordan AI in here too. I'm putting that in the notes. I'm putting that in the product description too. Again, you're one of my very few guys that have this. Like, I have carte blanche in my company to like decide who gets it. And like, to be honest with you, I only have like three clients I've given it to because I just
won the lottery. Technology out there.
What?
I said I won the lottery.
Yep, exactly. You better go get a lotto ticket. Just don't tell my wife. She plays the lottery every day.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, but you have yourself a great rest of your day, Drew. And, again, congratulations. I'm definitely, like I said, happy that you really did put your trust into me. I know it took a little time and energy, but I know my team's going to take really good care of you and
awesome.
Make sure that you stay for us. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
No problem. You have a great day. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
I'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. Take it easy.
Take care.
Bye.